Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. Be a blessing. Probably my most popular concept when I speak is be a blessing. You will see thousands of things today, but you only remember a few. You have something called the reticular activation system. And it really has a lot to do with you remembering what you see. You will see so many things. I tell people all the time, I tell adults, think about the car you bought the day after you bought that car. Didn't you see it everywhere? There's a phrase, inattentional blindness. Whatever we give attention to, we see. Whatever we don't give attention to, we're blind to. Inattentional blindness. Well, how do you control the reticular activation system, the part of your brain that helps you see? It's by what you feed you and your tongue, what you speak. That's it. By what you feed you and what you speak. I'm going to give you the strongest motivator and one of the most important things to see. So I went down to Tampa. I spoke at a financial industries conference. Then I spoke to a high school football team, Tampa Catholic. And I'm walking through the airport saying this phrase, I'm not looking for blessings to come into my life. I'm looking to be a blessing in someone's life. I'm speaking it. I'm feeding it. I see a woman standing at the Southwest counter. She's hysterical. I walk up to her and I said, I think I'm looking for you. She said, my daughter was just blown up in a Humvee in Afghanistan, just blew up the Humvee. Her body's burnt. Her ribs are broke. They lifelighted her from Afghanistan to Indianapolis, St. Vincent Hospital. That's what the police told me. I came right to the airport. The police drove me here. I didn't even lock my doors. I didn't even bring a suitcase. I said, do you have anything? She goes, yeah, driver's license. I said, you don't have any money? Have anything. So we have me. We got her to her daughter. I have a fabulous travel agent. Southwest Airlines was incredible, but here's my question. Why did I see her that day and I haven't seen her or people like her before? Because I was saying, can I be a blessing? I maintain that Alabama won their last two national championships based on can I be a blessing? After the tornadoes hit Tuscaloosa, can I play for another guy? Can I play for the other players? Can you go into this season and be a blessing? How could you have the eyes to raise up other players, to play for other people, to notice people serving the team and recognize it? I want you to start walking around saying this, whispering this, because then you'll start seeing chances to be it. Can I be a blessing? Can I be a blessing? You will have a fabulous season, and you will learn one of the biggest lessons of life, if not sport. We are here to be a blessing for others. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday Night Pep Talk. Be a blessing.